Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, bow, bow. Bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump. What? Ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
You know, Benny, I'm looking at the 2021 San Diego Padres season schedule. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that they open the season.
Why are you talking baseball on a shower talk radio station? San Diego's number one shower talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
14-0. They could open the season.
Really?
Yeah.
Diamondbacks? Give me the 14. All right. Now I'm curious. All right.
Four in a row against Arizona.
All right.
Three against San Francisco.
I mean, that's 7-0 right
yep.
there.
Three against Texas. Four against Pittsburgh.
Really?
That's 14-0. I actually will be disappointed if they don't go 14-0.
What's the record?
At least 13-1.
Best start.
What is the best start
in MLB history? I want to say Orioles, like 18.
No,
they also had
the
worst too, but didn't they have the best? Best, hottest starts in MLB history.
10 best 60. They're doing 60 games.
Yeah, that's not the.
We
want
to know
what
what's the
want.
Longest the team's gone before
yeah.
losing.
Oh, best the record to start
Brewers
season.
13-0. No.
Braves 13-0, 82. We could beat that record.
That's an ambitious goal because
best
if you
record
lose
to
one,
start the season.
You feel disappointed.
Okay.
Are you going to be mad at the Padres or 13?
Have you guys done the old NFL trick when the season comes out yet? And you just mark
win,
W.
Win,
or
win, win,
for
win.
We don't do that. They always do that for football season.
All right, what do you think? Yeah, we're 12-4.
You're 10-6.
Yep.
We should do that for Padres season.
All 162? Right.
Win, win, loss,
win. Win, loss, win.
Coming up on Thursday on
and
Ben and Woods, the entire
right.
show.
So here you go. Six teams have started out 10-0 since 1900, but only two have won 13 straight before dropping their first game. The 82 Braves, the 87 Brewers. Unfortunately, neither team was able to turn their start into a title. Braves won the NL West before falling to the Cardinals in the NLCS.
So okay. Woods is looking for the all-time best start record.
14-0. It's there.
14-0.
It's in play right now. 14-0. I mean, then and after that, you get the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the 15th, 16th, and 17th game. So, I mean, I think, you know, four against Zona, three against...
The Dodgers could be 14-0 at that point.
100%.
Can you imagine the hype for
teams.
An April series if you got two 14-0 teams?
No, I don't want to ruin this for you, but the hype for that series is already through the roof. Oh, my God. Already through the roof. That is a home series, too. I would love to be at Petco Park Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I'm worried that we're getting people overly optimistic and unrealistic about how good this is going to be. It's still baseball. You're going to lose 60 games or somewhere close to that.
Sure.
Automatically. Just write them in. Pretty much other than like, you know, a handful of teams in baseball history, every other team forever has lost at least 60 games.
Correct.
So you're going to lose 60 baseline. That's still a good, you know, third of your games right there are losses before you even start the season.
It's weird to think that way, but that is absolutely true.
So keep that in mind. We have a very busy second half of the show today, Woods. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we will play Take on Woods, our musical trivia game, which you have only lost once ever. Don't Do This follows. We had to move up our Tier 1 tour of the baseball training camps, our preview of the season, into our 7:35 bottom of the hour segment because we have guests coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, including at 8 o'clock, Dave Softy Mahler always brings it, almost like embarrassing us with his energy and just unbelievable sports takes. And with the Mariners in the news lately, with Russell Wilson's been kind of in the news as well. It's a good chance to catch up with Softy from Seattle.
He was also tweeting pretty heavily about Tiger Woods.
Sure.
He had to go on the air when that news broke. So
well, Softy's like all of us. Tiger's the reason he became a fan of golf.
Yep.
I mean, Softy said this. A lot of people have said this. We've said it. No single athlete has had more of an impact on their sport than Tiger Woods.
No question about it.
I was a fan of golf before Tiger Woods.
That's true. You were
saying that. I really was.
You were.
I was even more of a
GOAT
fan of
in
golf
any other sport,
even after
they
Tiger.
Don't carry the weight that Tiger Woods carries.
No, correct. Absolutely.
No.
Not even close.
And then speaking of Tiger, Kurt Sandoval, sports anchor at ABC 7 up in LA, good friend of the show, is covering that story yesterday. We'll get his perspective on kind of another big LA story. Obviously, if you're in LA, thinking it was just a year ago that Kobe Bryant passed away in a crash. Now, are we going to lose Tiger Woods again, another favorite son of Los Angeles? And fortunately, that wasn't the case, and the injuries are not life-threatening, but still a serious hold-your-breath moment for, the entire sports world, but especially there in Los Angeles yesterday.
That was just, glad he's okay.
Get his thoughts on kind of how that goes. So we've got, as I said, very busy second half of Ben and Woods. You want to get to our game here today?
Let's do it.
Are we going to contest it online? Let's do it. Let's play a little Take on Woods.
Take on
Woods.
All right, it's our newest daily game, and since Woodsy probably is a little better on music trivia than sports trivia, and who doesn't like a little music trivia, here's how the game works. We have our contestant. Today it is David in Tierra Santa. David, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm curious about Woods's take on Woods game ritual. While he's waiting outside.
You know, he doesn't like to wait anymore, so he just takes off. I have no idea what he does out there because I'm in here hosting the game.
He paces. He's on his phone right now.
Yeah, he is soundproof, isolated from us. I will give you 5 questions. You will have 1 minute to answer as many as possible. If you feel like you don't know something, you want to pass, we can always go back. If there's time left at the end, we'll go back to those questions. If you beat Woods, that means you got to get more right than he does. You will qualify for our grand prize drawing. Get away to Las Vegas, 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, dinner for 2 at Edge Steakhouse, and spa treatments for 2 at Serenity Spa. So, David, are you ready to play Take on Woods?
Yeah, man. Let her rip, Tater Chip.
All righty. Paulie, 60 seconds on the clock, please. Your time will start when I finish asking the first question. Question number 1. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken, is a line from what 1998 hit by the Bare Naked Ladies?
Pat.
Written after Girls Just Want to Have Fun, which other song became Cyndi Lauper's first U.S. number one hit?
True Colors.
Rounded to the nearest minute, which is the original running length of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven?
8.
Which group had a hit about closing time at the bar in 1998?
Pat.
It's the year Billy Corgan turned 12 and the inspiration for his band's hit song in 1996.
1990?
Which group had a hit about closing time at the bar in 1998?
Semisonic.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken is the line from what 1998 hit by the Bare Naked Ladies?
Oh.
10 seconds. Last one.
Yeah, I know. I put the lyrics in my head. Drawing a blank.
Right,
running out of time.
That is time. All right. The answer to that question is 1 week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah,
you didn't get that
yes,
one.
Yes,
but you
yes.
did get a couple right. You did not get the Cyndi Lauper number one hit. It's time after time. You did get 8 minutes
yeah.
is the length of Stairway to Heaven. Semisonic was the closing time group. And 1979, Smashing Pumpkins hit was the year Billy Corgan turned 12. So you got 2 right. I don't know if you noticed, but time was the theme of the game. So Woodsy will come back in. He will get the same 5 questions. He will get the same 60 seconds. And if you can do better than David or even tie David, you will retain your title once again.
I'm ready.
Paulie, 60 seconds on the clock. If you would, your time would start when I finish asking the first question. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken, is a line from what 1998 hit by the Bare Naked Ladies?
Pass.
Written after Girls Just Want to Have Fun, which other song became Cyndi Lauper's first U.S. number one hit?
Time After Time.
Rounded to the nearest minute, what is the original running length of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven?
9.
Which group had a hit about closing time at the bar in 1998? It's the year Billy Corgan turned 12 and the inspiration for his band's hit song in 1996.
1999.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken, is a line from what 1998 hit by the Bare Naked Ladies? Last ones. You got plenty of time.
Oh, God, I hate that song and that band with a vicious, vicious passion. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick because your brain's all thugging. Watch the X-Files and the lights on. What is the name of that god-awful song? I'm blanking, man. Fully, fully blanking.
Come on.
It's better not cost me.
It's been
1 week.
1 week is the name of that song.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
If you had thought carefully, you actually had to think time was the theme of all of the questions today. 1 week, time after time you got right. 8 minutes is the running length of Led Zeppelin. 8 minutes, 3 seconds, actually. You did get Semisonic in 1979, though. 3 correct. David got 2, which means Woodsy, you are once again the champion and title holder and take on Woods.
Man, it's heating up.
I did not know that Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven was never actually like album released. It was like sent out promotionally. It was never charted because it was never like on an album, but it was obviously became a huge hit for Stairway to Heaven. There you
reminds me of college and like dating girls that were into the hey, how you doing? Oh, you get in their car and they have a bare naked lady. She'd be like, see you later. I got it.
You, what do you have against the Canadians?
I like Canadians.
Be nice,
you know that.
To Canadians.
Listen to this. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits. I like to stab him with a pen. Kill me right now. It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
It's easy to do that, though.
It's one of those things where, like, I go on Spotify and I look.
Song's
been played 147 million times.
Yes, man. Play that at Gitmo, dude. I'll tell you anything you want to know. All the secrets. I would not make it one time through that song. It's banned.
It's been. God. It's been.
It's been.
It's been.
It's been.
Hi. Hi, everybody. It's Ben and Woods. It's been about 1 week.
It's been.
It's since we've talked football, but there is a little breaking news this morning from the NFL. I'll just throw that in here at the end of our segment. The Steelers president, Art Rooney, has issued a statement on Ben Roethlisberger, whose camp indicated yesterday that he will be restructuring his contract to come back because, well, the Steelers were like, I don't know, last week they said, he's our quarterback for now, which is always usually the kiss of death. That's what they said about Jared.
As of today.
That's what they said about Jared Goff and the Rams
right.
Like a day before they traded. He's our quarterback right now.
Right now, today he is.
Doesn't mean he's our quarterback tomorrow. So Ben said, all right, I'll restructure. Because he was like a fifth of their salary cap going into next season. And they thought, that's really not smart to have that much money tied up in a quarterback who is well past his prime. So here was the statement from Art Rooney today. Ben Roethlisberger and I met yesterday morning. And we had a productive meeting. We were able to discuss a lot of things that relate to where we are and where we want to go. Ben assured me that he's committed to coming back to help us win, and I told Ben that we would like to have him back to help us win a championship. We both understand that the next step is to work out Ben's contract situation. So they haven't really agreed on anything yet. They still have to, you know, go through those numbers and figure out what's it going to take to actually make it palatable to bring Ben Roethlisberger back to the Steelers.
$100,000 is what he should his salary.
You better have a good backup.
Yes.
As well, because it seems unlikely that 16 games healthy is in Ben Roethlisberger's future.
That is Ben Roethlisberger talk. Ben Roethlisberger plays here.
It's Ben Roethlisberger
here on 97.3 The Fan. He plays here.
So does Ben and Woods.
And so does Ben and Woods.
It's Ben and Woods.
We will get to Don't Do This coming up next. We have a we have an audio tease, I believe, for Don't Do This.
Club Pilates.
That is coming up next on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Right now, let's check traffic. Here's Kelly Danick.